Recently, I met a client who shared with me something quite interesting. He told me that he has a golden touch when it comes to property investment. Every property he bought make money. I mean, really, man? Apparently, he bought a unit at Treasure at Tampines during its launch, and most recently, he sold it for a very handsome profit. That got me thinking, does he really have some special property investment formula that even someone like me, who has been analyzing properties almost every single day, has failed to uncover? Well, instead of debating with him, I decided to do what I always do. Let's look at the numbers. After all, I was doing my usual exercise route around Tampines after my weekend appointment. So, I decided to analyze the condos along my cycling route. Today, I'll be comparing 6 condos around the Tampines Street 86 area. Take note, this is not a full Tampines analysis because there are too many condos to cover. I will focus only on the one along this stretch. And here is the interesting part. I want you to pause this video right now and make a guess. Which condo do you think performed the best? And which condo do you think will underperform? I can tell you this, I'm quite sure the majority of you will get it wrong. Let's start with the Santorini. This is a 99 years leasehold condo located along Tampines Street 86. This is a GRI site and TOP in 2017 with 597 units. Assuming you bought a unit in 2019, when Treasure at Tampines was launched, the average transaction price was around 1135 PSF. Today, in 2026, the price is around 1494 PSF. That represents an increase of about 32% over 7 years. For a mass market condo, this is actually a respectable performance. At least you did not lose money. I can still remember a few years ago, I sold a 4-bedroom unit there. The size was about 1152 square feet and the asking price was only around 1.68 million. Looking back, prices would have definitely moved up since. Next, we have the famous Treasure at Tampines. And yes, you hear me right. It is second on the list. Impossible, right? 不可能. But numbers don't lie. Treasure at Tampines was developed on the former Tampines Court HUDC site, which was sold en bloc to Sim Lian. The transformation was massive. From an old HDB estate, it became one of Singapore's largest private condo with 2,200 units in TOP in 2023. And to date, many owners have enjoyed profitable transactions. That explains why my client was so confident about his investment. Back in 2019, Treasure was transacting at around 1339 PSF. Because sales were strong, the developer progressively increased price for later phases. Fast forward to 2026, prices are hovering around 1008 per square feet. There is approximately a 35% increase. On the surface, it looked impressive. But the real question is, how did it perform compared to others condos in Tampines? Now, here comes the surprise. The second best performer on this list is none other than the Topica, a condo that many people probably overlook. Located along Tampines Avenue 1, it sits right opposite the petrol station near Arc at Tampines. If you stay around Tampines, you definitely know this place. This is an older 99 years leasehold condo. It TOP in 2000 and has 537 units. Because it was built in the late 1990s, the units are much larger compared to today, compact units. Back in 2019, the average price was only around 867 PSF. Today, it's transacting around 1,004 per square feet. That's an impressive 65% increase. Honestly, even I was surprised by this result. By the way, the overall winner of this analysis is actually Pinevale Condo, an XEC, a condo that most people probably wouldn't even consider. Located along Tampines Street 73, Pinevale consists of 6 blocks and only 322 units. It's quite hidden, partially sealed by United World College. From the outside, I have to admit, this is not the most exciting looking condo. On the right, you see HDB. On the left, you see HDB again. In front, you see the school. Sian. But property investment is not always about how impressive the entrance looks. Way back in 2019, the average price was only around 711 PSF. today prices have come to about 1,288 per square feet. That is an incredible 81% increase in just 6 years. Can you imagine that the most boring looking condo actually become the best performer? Let's summarize. The Santorini REIT deliver a decent 32% increase. A newer condo, but without major unique selling point, perform as expected. For Treasure at Tampines, achieve around 35% growth. Yes, many owners make money, but the performance was not because it was a mega development or because someone had a crystal ball. It performed like what we would expect from a mass market condo post-COVID. For QBA, another 99 years leasehold condo with 630 units, increased by around 39%. A fairly reasonable performance for its location. For the ARC at Tampines and Executive Condominium, performed even better at around 50%. This is interesting because many owners who have only started selling after reaching their MOP from 2019 onwards. But those who bought resale in 2019 continue to benefit. All big what? As for the topical, it delivered an impressive 65% growth. It's sitting on a spacious site with only 537 units. And who knows, maybe one fine day, it could become an interesting on-block candidate too. I'm just sharing my observation. Don't say I never hint you. But the real champion of this entire comparison is Pineville, the least glamorous looking condo on this stretch. Yet it delivered an outstanding 81% growth. Congratulations to all investors there. You have outperformed the market. At this point, are you surprised by the result? For me, the biggest lesson is this. Do not simply dismiss older resale condos. Sometimes, the quiet performer are the one quietly creating wealth while everyone else is chasing the latest launch. There are tens of thousands of resale condos in Singapore. Some of them may be performing far better than what the market expects. Hence, don't rule them out. Anyway, if you have any property plans or need a second opinion, feel free to reach out to me. That's all. Thank you for watching.